Vietnam targets Q3 2026 launch for first regulated crypto market. Vietnam's Ministry of Finance confirmed a Q3 2026 target for the country's first regulated crypto asset market, with Deputy Minister Nguyen Duc Chi outlining licensing, capital, and tax rules at the Digital Trust and Finance 2026 forum on May 12. Five companies have already cleared the first qualification stage for exchange licenses, according to reporting from CryptoPolitan and a weekly Asia summary from Wu Blockchain on May 17. Five named operators clear the first gate. The qualified applicants include firms linked to TechComBank, VP Bank, LP Bank, VIX Securities, and Sun Group. The five passed the initial review in March and are now working through the second stage, which covers technology, custody, and AML controls. Vietnam's framework deliberately keeps the operator pools small and concentrated around domestic financial institutions rather than offshore crypto-native exchanges. That structure shapes who can realistically apply. Charter capital must be at least 10 trillion dong, roughly $408 at current rates. Institutional investors must contribute 65% of starting capital, and foreign ownership is capped at 49%. The combination effectively bars retail-funded startups and forces any international participant into a minority position alongside a Vietnamese bank or securities house. Settlement rules close the dong loop. All settlements and transactions on licensed venues must use the Vietnamese dong. That rule does two things at once. It keeps capital inside the domestic banking system, since on-ramps and off-ramps will run through dong-denominated bank accounts. And it sidesteps the political problem of letting the dollar, the yuan, or any stablecoin function as a parallel unit of account on a state-sanctioned platform. The tax regime is unusually specific for a pilot. Individual traders pay 0.1% on every transaction routed through a licensed exchange, deducted at source. Corporate participants pay 20% on crypto profits after costs and expenses, the same rate as regular corporate income tax. The 0.1% transaction tax is structurally similar to Vietnam's existing securities transaction tax, which suggests the ministry is treating crypto as a tradable asset class rather than a separate category. The unlicensed market does not disappear. Vietnam is one of the largest peer-to-peer crypto markets in Southeast Asia by user count, with Chainalysis ranking it inside the global top five for grassroots adoption for several years running. The Q3 launch does not criminalize that activity, at least in the announcement language released so far. It creates a parallel license channel with KYC, dong settlement, and tax withholding, while leaving offshore exchanges and self-custodial wallets in a legal gray zone. That two-track outcome is closer to the Singapore and Hong Kong models than to a hard ban. The state captures activity it can supervise, taxes it, and routes the rest through informal channels it tolerates but does not endorse. Anyone using a crypto card in Vietnam today is operating outside the new framework. Cards issued by offshore exchanges or self-custodial providers will continue to function the same way they do now, since the Q3 2026 rules govern licensed local exchanges, not personal wallets or non-Vietnamese card issuers. The market snapshot at the time of writing on May 17 shows BTC at 78,227, 0.4% on 24/8, ETH at 2,190, 0.6%, and a fear and greed reading of 42 neutral. None of the price action ties directly to the Vietnam announcement, which has been telegraphed in stages since March. Timeline risk is real. A Q3 2026 target gives the ministry roughly 4 to 7 months to finalize secondary regulations, complete licensee reviews, and stand up market infrastructure. Vietnam's prior crypto policy work has slipped before. The original pilot timeline floated in 2024 targeted 2025, and the current Q3 2026 date already represents a slip from earlier optimistic schedules. A further slip into late 2026 or early 2027 would not be a surprise. The more interesting question is whether the five named applicants actually open trading at the same time, or whether one or two go live first. A staggered launch is the likelier outcome based on how Vietnam handled its earlier securities market liberalization, where pilot brokers came online in waves rather than a single switch.